Hey y'all, thank you for joining me for episode 5 of Vibing with Faya. I appreciate you, like always, giving me a few minutes of your time. It's been a minute since I have made another episode, and that's because we are full on into the swing of the new school year. So I have been trying to maintain routines and schedules for not only my kids but for myself, because let's be honest, your girl cannot stay up till 3 a.m. and wake up at 6 a.m. and expect to function and be a professional. Like, that just doesn't work. It's not any good for anybody. Excuse me. So I have been asleep by 10 p.m. for the past couple of weeks, and then my weekends have been spent, you know, just with my babies and enjoying their time. If I never have to watch another Barbie movie again, I won't be sad about it. But I do enjoy spending time with my babies. I'm a mama first. So that's where I have been. Before we get into this week's topic, let me again say thank you to those of you who have listened to, liked, shared, given feedback on the past 4 episodes. I so appreciate you, especially the feedback. I can grow and get better with that. So thank you. That's one way to keep the party going. Remember that you can leave a 60-minute clip, a voice message with feedback on the Anchor app. Or you can leave me feedback via Facebook on the post that I share it to, or via Messenger. You can also download the Anchor app and favorite my podcast. That way you will always be in the know when I have new material released. But again, yes, thank you. If you find it in your heart, please share this and get feedback from your friends too, because I want to hear what everybody has to say. So yeah, thank you. Getting into this week's topic, I was thinking about this at work. I think I had made a comment or something on Facebook, maybe last week or the week before. I don't know what it was. I don't really remember, but it was in regards to like me saying that I'm too big, or I know what it was. Someone had made a comment that Faya is perfect sized or something, and I'm like, no way, like I'm too big. And then some of my lovely, beautiful friends were like, girl, you're gorgeous, like stop, love yourself, you know, stuff like that. And my response was, I don't think that I'm ugly, I just know that I'm big as hell. So that was my thing. And then it got me to thinking of this week's topic being privilege, right? So it's kind of a two-part or a twofold situation here. So do beautiful people, do they have privilege, right? Do they get away with things that not so beautiful people get away with? And to piggyback off of that, what about size? Like, to me, average size is anywhere from size maybe 6'8" to 14'16". Like, that's a wide range, right? But it depends on body type and, you know, whatever. Like, that's average to me. That's what I see as average. But what about over and under that? Like, do people smaller than that, do they face scrutiny? Do they get discriminated against for being too thin or being too big? And what if they're deemed not beautiful and too big and too small? Or does their size just automatically make them not beautiful, you know, or make them beautiful? Like, I guess that could be a thing too. When I present these topics, I want to always be able to tie in like my personal feelings or experiences with them. And I haven't always done that, but I think that that makes it more real. And when I think of this topic in itself, I think that when it comes to me personally, I think that a lot of people would say that, you know, I'm a beautiful person. I've heard that a lot. Like, pretty, whatever it is. Like you hear that. But I think it also puts me in a different category because I am a big girl. So maybe some of the guys that think that I'm attractive, like, yeah, she's cute in the face, but she's too big. You know, I think that that's a real thing. And I don't know if it's not made up in my head. Like, I don't want to even put that out there. Like, that's something that I just came up with in my own head, because it's not like I can be out with my girlfriends and all my girls are beautiful. Y'all know that. And a smaller girl might get more play than me, but the same person that thinks that Faya is beautiful is bypassing Faya, because when you see Faya, Faya is not a size 8 or a 10. And that's just the reality of things. And don't think that I have low self-esteem or low confidence. I'm just like, let's be honest. Like, I want to have a real open and honest conversation about size and beauty and how they relate to each other. And I want to know if you guys think that there is any discrimination or bias, maybe is the correct word to use, when it comes to size and beauty standards. Share with me your experiences and what you think, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts and ideas and your feedback. Again, don't forget to share this podcast and download the Anchor app so you can favorite this podcast as well. Thank you again for giving me a few minutes of your time and vibing with Faya. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe.